Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 111, Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid, and Meeting Ariel at Her Grotto. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 111 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. One more week and I'm off to Florida. Tracy and I have decided to take advantage of two small children and no school commitments yet and are heading to Florida for some fun in the sun and escaping this cold that is just hanging on. That means more days in the parks that we'll get to relive together later. Even more exciting, we're venturing outside the Magic Kingdom on this trip. We're planning to spend 2 days this time. Day one is going to be March 4 at the Magic Kingdom, but day two is going to be March 6 and we'll be at Epcot. Our day at the Magic Kingdom is supposed to be a 5 according to touring plans, but we'll do what we can to reduce our weights by using the Lines app by touringplans.com, and we should be able to get some good use out of it this time. Our day at Epcot, however, should be easier as far as touring plans go because it's got a 3 on the crowd calendar, meaning we shouldn't have too much of a wait at many attractions. The main reason for Epcot this time, though, is the Flower and Garden Festival, which we haven't been to since like 2005, so Tracy and Susie are super excited about this one. We might even be able to get Grandma and Grandpa to join us on this one as well. So as you can see, plans are coming together fast and furious, but in the meantime, we'll go continue our day at the Magic Kingdom. So this time, we're going to go see Ariel in all of her forms at the Magic Kingdom. Today's memory is a continuation of our most recent trip in September of 2013. Remember, it's a quiet day, a 3 out of 10 on touringplans.com. In memory 110, we made it across the Seven Seas Lagoon into the Magic Kingdom. Then we made a right turn and went to shake hands and give Mickey a hug. We'll pick back up as we're leaving the Meet Mickey Mouse at Town Square Theater. We'll begin by making our way up Main Street, USA, towards Cinderella's castle. Like any good trip to Disney World, we stop for a quick photo in front of the castle and then continue on our way back to Fantasyland. As we round Cinderella's castle, because it was closed while they were working on the stage show, we are greeted by the shiny and new Fantasyland in all of its glory. The land looks beautiful, except for the still existing construction walls in some areas, but we press on. We slowly continue our way to the back and pause to watch a musical troupe who are entertaining a little girl and her family at this point. When they finish their set, we continue our way towards the back of Fantasyland, intending to find the Fast Pass for Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid. We shortly realize that the Fast Pass distribution is all the way back at Mickey's Philhar Magic, so we just decide to go ahead and park the stroller and ride it now. We park the stroller and stop for a quick photo op with the ship outside and continue inside to ride the ride. We wait in the queue area as long as it takes just to walk it pretty much, so before you know it, we're climbing onto our clamshell. Immediately as you see Scuttle, you realize that this is going to be no ordinary dark ride. After we complete the ride, we decide to do the complete Ariel experience and walk right next door to meet Ariel at her grotto, and within minutes, we're face to face with the Little Mermaid. Susie runs right up to her, but Mikey is a little bit more hesitant. This is probably his first time with a princess, but she is charming, and in seconds he's sitting right next to her. We grab a couple quick photos and say goodbye before we head off to our next destination. And this again is where we'll end the memory, and we'll pick back up next time for more fun here at the Magic Kingdom. Today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we fill our Little Mermaid quota.
Oh, here come the Dapper Dans and the Fire Chief on the fire truck. That's what I did last time. There's a ramp, I think, down here. Up, they're singing. Can't hear him over the truck. Keep coming all the way around, babe. Just walking down the street. I can't remember her name. You want to get your picture with them? You want to get the picture of the kids with them? The characters, yeah. The plan is not actually to go to Dumbo, but if you would like to. It is Dumbo. So, I wouldn't mind, yeah. Keep going. Just keep going.
One, two, three big smiles.
There's going to be about six of them up here. This is the Starbucks. Keep going around. Shorts and a tan vest. I thought there was too. Grab her. this one right here. Oh, crud.
Hello.
You mind?
Oh, of course not. Do you want just your camera or do you want to put a pass?
Just ours for today.
All right. Your earbuds and your glasses. You want to get some stickers? Hey! That's a squirrel, Mikey.
What are the Dapper Dans doing back here in Liberty Square?
Where are they?
They're behind that building on our left. Yeah.
Do you want me to drive
home? Be nice if you did.
Well, don't go away.
To your right of this carousel. Nope. This is now going to be the princess meet and greet.
What is it?
It was Snow White. Now gone.
Now where are we going?
I think it's through here. That's the Seven Dwarves mine train over there. This is just a store. Go over here. That's going to be the new roller coaster, Seven Dwarves Mine Coaster.
Okay, so where are we going now?
We're
going
to go pick up a fast pass and from that little castle.
Susie, do you want your water? Yes or no?
Minutes for Enchanted Tales of Belle. And this is where we're going to come back and eat. So it's right here. That's pretty.
That's all new, right?
Yes. This is all new. Here's Gaston's Tavern. push again. It's a 5 minute wait. Watch it. Do you want to just ride? Stop. You walked in front of them. Come on back. The fast pass is over by Phil or Magic. They're not here. Okay, let's go. You got to park the stroller behind you. Hop out. We're gonna go ride an aerial ride.
Aerial?
Yeah. You like her?
Like
you
kind of like the
default
one, right?
Yep. So. Look. Susie, go stand right up there, please. Mikey, go stand with sister. Mikey, go stand next to sister. Susie, scoot over just a little bit. There you go.
Chin up. Big smile. No, chin up.
Mikey.
There you go. Very pretty. Big smile. Look at Daddy. Big smile. Good boy.
All right. Who wants to go see Ariel? Doing good. Sure. Look at the feet prints. The seagulls were out here. There's all sorts of shells in the ground too.
I think the shells that were cut out are kind of creepy. They look like skeletons. I see what they were getting at,
what do you see? This way. Susie, you carry that. We're going to give that to a guy when we get on the ride, okay?
Do you see that?
What?
There's actually water fountains in a line. Nice.
Are you okay? Susie, these signs say, help the friends, help the crabs sort Scuttle's collection of human stuff. Okay?
If they bring out something that doesn't belong in the pile, point it out and they'll take it to Scuttle, okay?
Okay. So if the crabs come out, look... Can you look in the windows? You see the crabs? You see the crab in there? Look in the window. He's waving to you. Say hi. We're gonna point those out to the crabs. Oh, here's another one. Look, does that belong there? No. And he'll go take it away. Here's another crab.
Debbie, you did a perfect job. Yay,
if he brings out human stuff, you got to tell him to take it to Scuttle, okay?
There's no way
Just hang on to that. We're going to give it to the guy as you get seated on the ride, okay? What's he got? Point to it. Oh, uh-oh. He's stuck inside. I think we're inside the castle, Suze. Thank you. You're gonna give this to this guy right here, okay? You see that lady right there? Give it to her, okay? Okay, the guy standing over there. For your safety, please remain seated with your hands, arms, legs. You're gonna give it to this guy right here, okay?
Can we all go in the same one? Come on out, watch your step.
Can we get four in here or just two?
You can get four.
Hop on in quickly. Get away. Can you see Ariel and Flounder?
I see Flounder swimming.
He's swimming. We're under the water. What do you mean up in the
under
air?
The water. There's bubbles.
What do you mean up in the air? We're underwater. You don't think so? That's what we're supposed to do. You see the waves over top of us?
We don't see waves. We don't see waves.
No, she's a mermaid. Oh, there's Sebastian. He's down in the helmet. Did you see him pop up? Can you see him over there, Susie?
Him.
Yeah.
I got 20.
Mm-hmm.
touch Ariel. We can't touch Ariel. We just have to look at her.
Shaking this car?
Stop it. Sebastian.
I bring good news. Your console will begin moving immediately. Stay in your seats now.
Thank you.
Ready to jump? One, two, three, jump! You want to go find Dumbo? Ooh. Let's go find our stroller first, okay? What was the best part?
When they married.
When they got married. Yes. I honestly don't know where Dumbo is from here.
Isn't that the first?
Yes. Let's go that way. Good call. It's a 5-minute wait to go meet her. It's a 5-minute wait to go meet her if you want. Or would you rather just go get Dumbo? Hop out, kids.
We're gonna go see Belle now.
No, we're gonna go meet Ariel.
Oh, sorry, Ariel. You wanna put that on our list?
Yes. Hop out, Mikey. Come on, Mikey, this way. Mikey, keep coming this way. Yeah. After this one? Okay. Who wants to go meet Ariel? Hold on.
Right back, okay, I promise. How many in your party?
Four.
Hey guys, how many back there?
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Mikey, Susie, over here. One, two, Mikey. Mikey, one, two, three. He's done. Bye, Ariel. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Y'all ready? So you got to see Ariel. Why do I got a feeling if you could just stay in there with Ariel the whole time, you'd be happy?
Again, everybody, I hope you're liking the new format.
All right,
I've had a couple more requests recently, and I'm not ignoring you all, but I don't have much of the newer stuff yet, and I'm sorry to... But keep them coming, though. It helps remind me what I need to cover in future shows. You know, there's a lot of stuff at Epcot that's changed, so this is an opportunity for me to go try and catch some of that new stuff, like Test Track. And again, please don't let this deter you from contacting me. I'd still like hearing from you. So, does my day sound familiar to one that you've had? Did you have a wonderful experience that this memory maybe has triggered for you? Maybe meeting Ariel for the first time as well. Please come share it with all of us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show by simply visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. Or you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes helps move us up that search results list so that, like, when you search for Walt Disney World Podcast, you find me a lot easier. Or maybe mention us in a tweet or Facebook or Google+ on Pinterest or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. And finally, if you like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.